Title: Enactment of AB 685 establishes COVID-19 exposure notice requirements for California employers and Cal/OSHA enforcement changes. Content: On September 17, 2020, Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill AB 685 into law, establishing new requirements for employers to notify employees and their unions about a potential COVID-19 exposure in the workplace. The new law, which will be in effect from January 1, 2021, until January 1, 2023, also requires employers to report a COVID-19 outbreak at the worksite to local health authorities. Further, AB 685 relaxes the pre-citation requirements that the Division of Occupational Safety and Health, Cal/OSHA, must follow before issuing a citation for a serious violation related to COVID-19. This article breaks down the various requirements of the new law and identifies potential complications or issues that employers should be aware of when attempting to comply with the new requirements. Requirements for notifying employees of potential COVID-19 exposure. Throughout the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, employers have been advised to notify employees who may have been in close contact with an infected employee. In May, Cal/OSHA published General Industry Guidelines on Protecting Workers from COVID-19, which simply stated that if an employer learns that an on-site worker has a confirmed COVID-19 case, the employer should inform employees of their possible exposure while still maintaining confidentiality as required by the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Subsequently, in late July, the California Department of Public Health, CDPH, issued its guidance entitled COVID-19 Employer Playbook for a Safe Reopening. The CDPH advised that when an employer learns of a worker who has tested positive for COVID-19 or a worker who has symptoms, the employer should notify all workers who were potentially exposed to the individual with COVID-19 while still complying with privacy laws. The CDPH even went one step further and provided a draft communication for employers to send to employees. Under AB 685, the requirement to notify employees who may have been exposed to an infected employee is now mandatory for public and private employers under new Labor Code Section 6409.6. Section 6409.6a requires an employer or representative of the employer who receives notice of potential exposure to COVID-19 to take the following actions within one business day. Notify potentially infected employees, provide a written notice to all employees, and the employers of subcontracted employees, who were on the premises at the same worksite as the qualifying individual within the infectious period and may have been exposed to COVID-19. To comply with competing obligations to preserve employee privacy, the notice to employees should be provided in a manner that does not reveal the identity of the qualifying individual. Infectious period, Section 6409.6(d)(2) defines infectious period as the time a COVID-19 positive individual is infectious, as defined by the State Department of Public Health. However, this information is not easily located. In CDPH guidance updated on July 31, 2020, the CDPH states that for symptomatic cases, the infectious period is up to 10 days after onset, and for asymptomatic cases, the CDPH recommends isolating for 10 days. In addition, the CDPH and CDC advise that an infected person can spread COVID-19 starting 2 days before the person has any symptoms or tests positive for COVID-19. Thus, an employee's infectious period may vary by individual. For example, if an employee notifies his employer on the first day that symptoms appear and then quarantines, the infectious period should be the 2 days prior, if the employee worked those 2 days. However, if the same employee continues to work and waits to quarantine until 2 days after symptoms first appear, then the infectious period is 4 days. Accordingly, employers should continue to stress to employees the importance of staying home if symptoms appear and limiting an employee's infectious period. Notice of potential exposure, Section 6409(d)(3) defines notice of potential exposure as including any of the following: notice to the employer or its representative from a. a public health official/licensed medical provider that an employee was exposed to the qualifying individual at the worksite, or b. from an employee/employee's emergency contact that the employee is qualifying individual, c. Notice.